You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis yesterday celebrated Mass for the largely indigenous population of the state of Chiapas in southern Mexico, saying the world needs their ancient values and traditions. The outdoor Mass celebrated at the sports stadium in the town of San Cristóbal de las Casas included prayers and readings in several of the local languages. Here's Veronica Scaresbrick with more on the Pope's Mass.
It was a colorful celebration for Amigo Francisco, Papa de la Libertad, our friend Francis, Pope of Freedom. He had chosen to be with the indigenous people of Chiapas, and they turned up in their gaudy traditional costumes, providing a splash of color in this beautiful mountainous region where nature reigns. And the sound of rather elaborate wooden xylophones filled the air. It was a highly symbolical celebration, firstly because in this remote area home to the Mayan people, the altar stood out against a backdrop of a giant cutout of the colourful ochre, rust and white facade of the city's cathedral, placed there to indicate the connection with the centuries-old evangelization, initially by the Spanish Dominicans. Secondly, because the altar in this region of Mayan temples in misty jungles, waterfalls and a wealth of wildlife rested on a Mayan pyramid, symbolic of steps reaching up to heaven, meaning how Christian faith does not clash with the cultural roots of a people. And the altar itself evoked the waterfalls of Agua Azul, so an expression of the harmonious contact with nature, of the abundance of the rainforest. And the Mayan people came in great numbers, 150,000 of them from right across Chiapas. For the record, there are 12 federally recognized ethnicities, the largest group being the Chamulans, a subset of the Tzotzil Mayas, who make up a third of Chiapas' nearly 1 million indigenous people. And the Pope's presence here took on meaning. He had chosen to be with a people who have long been used and misused by the local Ladinos, those of Spanish origin, and the Mestizos, those of mixed race. To put you in the picture, not so long ago the indigenous people were only allowed into town for the market, but had to return to their homes in the pine forests at night. That's when they weren't misused as easy labor.
Vuestros pueblos han sido incomprendidos y excluidos de la sociedad.
And in his homily, Pope Francis had words of comfort relating to this exclusion of the indigenous people from society, highlighting how on many an occasion some have considered the values and culture of this people's traditions to be inferior, how others, intoxicated by power, money, and market trends, had stolen their lands or contaminated them.
Qué tristeza.
How sad, the Pope said to this people from whom, he insisted, we have a lot to learn from. Your peoples know how to interact harmoniously with nature, which they respect as a source of food, a common home, and an altar of human sharing.
Y altar del compartir humano.
And finally, symbolic of the acceptance of these people, Pope Francis made sure these long ostracized Mayans got a chance during this holy Mass to speak in their own languages, Tzeltal, Chol, and Tzotzil. With Pope Francis in Mexico, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.